Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Thursday. Some great conference championships this weekend. And we're excited for them. One of them is in the Big 12, Oklahoma State, trying to punch their ticket to a college football playoff, potentially. And joining us now is Zach Lancaster, PokesReport.com, at ZLancaster91 on Twitter. You can go give him a follow. Zach, thanks for the time, man. I got to start. Is this the best week in Oklahoma State football history or just sports history? Because not only do you guys get a win in Bedlam, but then that's followed up the very next day out of nowhere. Lincoln Riley's hitting the road and he's out of town in Norman. Has there been a better week for you guys there at Oklahoma State?
Certainly not for Oklahoma State fans. it's been pretty crazy. You know, I don't know how much of the Bedlam series is known out in Portland, but Oklahoma State hasn't traditionally had a lot of success against Oklahoma. So you come back, you give up, you know, two fumble and a muff punt that gave up a safety and a touchdown, and you go down 9 in the third quarter, and Oklahoma State fans are like, well, this is it. Once again, it's over. And they come back and hold on and win that game, and then in less than 16 hours, it seems like the world's falling apart down in Norman. So Oklahoma State fans can't get enough, if I'm being honest.
Well, look, big weekend for them. They get a rematch with Baylor to win the Big 12. And, you know, if Alabama loses, I'm one that just thinks if Oklahoma State wins and one of the top four right now gets bumped, I think Oklahoma State's getting in because they win a Power 5 conference and the Big 12 is a pretty respectable conference. They beat Baylor 24-14 earlier this year. What did they do really well in that game to you? And then what is an area maybe that you highlight that maybe Baylor could expose or do better that would worry Oklahoma State fan about losing this game?
Well, I mean, you look at it, and this defense has just been stifling. I mean, if you look at what Baylor's doing this year, they're averaging 227 yards on the ground, and Oklahoma State the first time around held them to 107. And that's something – that's something that Oklahoma State's done really, really well all year. They're holding opponents to just 93 yards on the ground. If I'm Oklahoma State, I mean, that's you're putting all your eggs in the defensive basket in Jim Knowles. Obviously, you look at what this offense has done, and it's not your traditional, you know, Big 12, mm-hmm. 40, 50, 60 points a game. They did that against Baylor, or excuse me, against Kansas. But this is an offense that hasn't made a lot of mistakes the past couple of weeks. Spencer Sanders, I think, has a pretty good chance of being an All-Big 12 quarterback this year. He's been consistent. He's finally showing that he kind of understands this game. It's slowing down for him. I know he had two interceptions against OU, but he didn't let him rattle him. He came back out and played well. And so that's, you have to have a lot of confidence in the offense. It's not making a lot of mistakes. If I'm Baylor, you look at it, and while teams haven't really had a lot of success through the air this year, there have been games where you're kind of able to pick on the corners a little bit and kind of make some bread and butter there. I would be curious to see what Baylor does. I think this is a much better Baylor team than it was in October, and they weren't bad in October. Mm-hmm. But you give them another 2 months, and I think the big question there is whether or not they're going to have Jerry Bohannon, the quarterback, dealing with that hamstring issue. So if I'm Baylor, I'm looking at maybe picking on the corners who have had some pretty good success. But you look at that defensive front seven for Oklahoma State with the linebackers and really, really good defensive ends. I think they're going to have some issues there with a lot of pressure on that front line.
Yeah. Last one for you, Zach. I'm just curious. I mean, Gundy's been there since 2005. He's had some great years, some down years, but he's stayed committed. They've stayed committed to him despite his name always, it feels like, showing up in kind of offseason storylines. What would I'm of the opinion, we're going to go to Georgia here in a second. I'm of the opinion that they're going to win that game. What would it mean for Oklahoma State and for Gundy to get into the college football playoff?
This I've done some radio this week, and I've posed the question on my Twitter. Is this the biggest game in Oklahoma State history? And if you go back through it, I mean, obviously you've got games with Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas, and they won a Big 12 title game back in 2011, won a Fiesta Bowl over Stanford in that same year, 2011. But they weren't able to take advantage of that success because they didn't have a designated recruiting staff. They have now, and if they win this game, I'm with you guys. I think they jump into the top four, depending on what happens ahead of them. I mean, if Cincinnati ends up winning, but maybe they don't win enough, maybe they don't win big enough, you know, and Alabama loses, does Oklahoma State jump up to number three? If they do that, they're playing Michigan in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, which is 4 hours south of Stillwater. I mean, this is the biggest game in Oklahoma State history. If they win their second Big 12 title game in program history, and in the same time make a college football playoff berth. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be huge for Mike Gundy. It's going to be huge for the program. You could see, you know, 23, 24 recruiting really leap off. And this is a massive game for Oklahoma State fans who, let's be honest, have struggled sometimes over the years, just kind of coming up short every now and then.
Yeah, being the bridesmaid. We'll see if they can be the bride. We're rooting for them. That defense is a lot of fun to watch. It's going to be a fun game this weekend. Zach Lancaster of PokesReport.com, at ZLancaster91 on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Enjoy that game. Enjoy covering it, and should be a lot of fun. Thanks for the time here in Portland today, man.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Great stuff from Oklahoma State. Let's go to Georgia now, shall we? As they're taking on Alabama. They got to slay that dragon this weekend in the SEC title game. Anthony Dasher, at Anthony Dasher 1 on Twitter, UGASports.com, covering the Bulldogs. Anthony, thanks for the time, man. Georgia's just kind of, it feels like nobody's talking about them because they've been so dominant. There's like not even a conversation to have. They're just winning every game easily. Is this the week that they finally do it? They've been trying to get over that Alabama hump.
Please,
do they get it done this weekend?
God.
Well, if they do not get it done this weekend, then you have to start asking the question if they ever will get it done. I think Georgia has as good a chance as they've had in recent years to, like you say, finally slaying that dragon. And that is a big deal. I mean, Alabama's won 6 straight games in this series. Of course, everybody remembers the national championship game from a few years ago. Mm-hmm. The Bulldogs will, you know, have a great opportunity to come on Saturday afternoon.
Anthony, when you look at the matchup with Alabama, and it's been a recent history, it's not just SEC level here. You're talking national championship, you're talking about SEC championship. What would this mean for Kirby Smart? What would this mean to Bulldog fan to maybe finally get over this? I'm not only beat Alabama and win the SEC, but to finally eliminate them, get them out of this picture so you don't have to see them again in a playoff situation.
Probably would mean more to fans than Kirby Smart, to be quite honest with me. Kirby Smart is tries as hard as he can to downplay the Kirby Smart versus Nick Saban, Georgia, Alabama. He just wants his team to advance and to win in advance, take that next step. But like I just said, I mean, this is such a huge game for Georgia. Mm-hmm. I know Alabama is just supposedly a slight underdog in this one, but Georgia is really focused on this. It's a mature team, and I think they're ready for whatever challenge they see on Saturday.
We know, Anthony, about this Georgia defense, and they've gotten the headlines this year, rightfully so. You just watch them, and it's amazing what they've been able to do in basically shutting everybody down all season. Where are you guys at, and where are Georgia fans at on the offense? You know, you get into some of these bigger games where you're playing teams like Alabama, or, you know, fast forward potentially to a college football playoff, because I think Georgia's in no matter what happens this weekend. It just depends on, you know, if they'll have to play Alabama again, which I know they don't want to face that scenario. But, you know, Michigan's a good defensive team. We were just talking to Oklahoma State. They're a good defensive team. Like, where are people at on this Georgia offense, and is it a liability at all in people's minds?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. If you look at the stats, Georgia averaged only over 40 points per game in SEC play. Mm-hmm. And that's just like a point or two behind Alabama this year. The question I think a lot of Georgia fans still have is, that's the quarterback. And that's simply because, again, he is a former walk-on, a former two-star, et cetera, et cetera. He's 5'11", 195 pounds. On the sideline, you've got J.T. Daniels, 4'5", 6'3", 20 pounds. Is that prototypical, you know, All-American type quarterback? And people wonder if Stetson Bennett can't actually get it done. But, yeah, I just think it goes back to periphery. He doesn't fit that mold of being a guy who can do it. But Stetson Bennett, all he has done is taken his team out, and they've won. They won very easily. And, while he may not fit that mold, he is that everything, you know, that Kirby Smart, Tom Lincoln has asked of him. I mean, you look at his efficiency rating right now, 188.55. That is the second highest in the conference, but in the nation.
Wow.
We're talking about a quarterback who has really stepped up his game for the past year. And I think, Coach McCann are very confident in what he can do, but it's still a section of fans who wonder why J.T. Daniels is not the quarterback.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I can't wait. I hope they slay the dragon this weekend. We're facing a scenario out here where we potentially could have no Alabama, no Ohio State, no Clemson in the college football playoff. All we need, baby, is a Georgia win this weekend to get that done. We'll see if they can do it in Atlanta. Anthony Dasher, he covers Georgia at Anthony Dasher 1 on Twitter. Go give him a follow, UGASports.com. Thanks so much for the time, man. Enjoy covering that game, and we'll see if they can get it done this weekend in the SEC title.
All right, I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.